The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
One last mountain to climb on the road, and it's in the city of Vancouver. The San Jose Sharks face off against the Vancouver Canucks in game number 81 of their season, game number 1300 in the history of the Sharks on the road, and game number 2601. Here we are, all these numbers, but let's get beyond the numbers with Drew Remenda. What about last night?
Too many passengers, not enough drivers. Another game where for 40 minutes the Sharks are right there, but in third period they can't get it done. But they didn't have everybody on board yesterday. Guys were a little bit sluggish. Some guys were sluggish. Some guys just couldn't handle the puck. There was a lot of B games out there, and the B games weren't bringing a lot. So tonight, you need more guys pushing, more guys pulling. You guys need more guys in the fight, and that's going to be the big key for what we're looking at today.
Well, we certainly saw a new member of the San Jose Sharks last game, Thomas Bordeleau. Not a lot was accomplished, but we saw improvement from where he was when he was with the team last year, and I suppose that's a kind of a silver lining.
Yep. I got faith of once the game slows down for him, because we all know that has to happen.
Happened for Will Smith.
It happened to Will. It happens for every young player. Once the game slows down for him, I think he's going to be fine. He has changed a little bit. Now, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens with Thomas and his contract and things like that. I think he goes into free agency next year, after this season.
Right.
Yeah.
So, RFA, though.
RFA, yeah. So you can make him an offer. I think there's potential there, for sure. I liked how he's grown in his game this year. We talked about it yesterday. But, yeah, it was that's a tough team to play against when you first come back to the league, because they're a hard forechecking team, the Calgary Flames. So I thought the Sharks struggled with puck management last night. I think Thomas did. I thought a lot of guys did. And in fact, if you look at both, I think three or four of those goals, it was all puck management goals where the Sharks didn't manage the puck properly. So I think for Thomas, and I think for a lot of the young guys, that this will be an interesting one tonight, because I don't know what the Canucks are going to bring.
Well, we also don't know what the Canucks are going to put on the ice necessarily. They made a couple of recalls yesterday and today. We hear that Nikita Tolopilo is going to get the start in goal, and obviously that's big news for Canucks fans. But Vancouver also made a recall today on emergency conditions because of what happened to Derek Forbert in that incident with Yakov Trenin of the Minnesota Wild. So Kirill Kudryavtsev has been recalled. And I know you've seen both of these guys play. I never saw Abbotsford play. Manny Malhotra's team has won something like 13 games in a row. And these guys are both recalled, and they're going to be in, it looks like. But to give us a scouting report.
When you look at, first of all, that team, Manny has done a great job. Kudryavtsev is a rugged, skilled, hard-nosed player. He is a guy who doesn't shy away from anything. He's the kind of guy you want on your team. I mean, he can play a tough, hard game. He's got some skill level. And Tolopilo, I like his game. I thought he was really athletic. I thought he was calm in the net. He doesn't get flustered. He doesn't give up a lot, Danny, as far as second chances. Now, the way Manny has that team playing, they took away the front of the net. So when you look at these young guys coming in, and you know, when you get a team that's winning like Manny's team is, and the only team better than them is Colorado in the Pacific, it will be I think you'll be impressed with them. I think you'll be impressed with them.
It's going to be interesting to see that. And, of course, that's warranted because of all the injuries that Vancouver has. Of course, we know that Elias Pettersson is out, which means if I say Elias Pettersson today, or if I decide to do what I did last game and call him Elias D. Pettersson, you know that it's not the guy wearing number 40, but it is the guy wearing number 25. Not that dissimilar to when Carolina and the Islanders have played and Sebastian Aho was in for both teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not quite Sturm, Sutter, and Suter.
Not quite.
Not quite, but pretty darn close.
All right. So, more about last night. The San Jose Sharks, I want to ask about those little breakdowns in the defensive zone. Was it because, I mean, one play, Henry Thrun tries to throw a check and Kadri slips away from him. But yet, wide open in front of the net. And that happened a couple of times. Was it because of missed coverage, the fact that they were not where they belonged? Or was it because they thought, like for instance, on the one goal that Coronado scored, they thought they made the defensive play and they relaxed for a split second, not realizing that the play wasn't over?
That's right on that one. Kovalenko on that. Kovalenko's right there with him and lets him get by. That was the one. So that's relaxing, and you should never relax in the defensive zone. And it's missed coverage. On Klapko's goal, Kadri makes a really good play along the boards, but you're still in good shape. Liljegren, you look at his positioning, he's got his body below the goal line. And he's down on his knees to try to take away the pass. His positioning is horrible. I don't know why he's where he is. And Delandry and Laskapka come right by him. All you got to do is, and you could have, Delandry was on inside position. All you had to do is get to inside position.
I saw Ty's face go up in the clouds because he knew exactly what happened.
Yeah, it should have. But Liljegren did the same thing. And I'm wondering, who taught you to play in that situation? I mean, they just did not think. When we coaches talk about details, that's a detail.
Reminds me of Game 4 between the Sharks and the Red Wings back in 2007, when five guys were on the wrong side of the puck, and then they tied the game, and then Matt Schneider won it in overtime, and the Red Wings came back to win the series.
Yeah, it's coverage. There's lots of times in the game. The game is so chaotic. You lose your guy, you lose space, you lose the puck, or you get hypnotized by the puck. But that's why, and we're over the ice, you guys are over the ice. Did you hear anybody say anything at all?
Zero.
Zero. And that's one of the problems with the San Jose Sharks, talking to the coaching staff. They're too quiet. You've got to be talking on the ice. Got to be talking on the ice, and nobody was.
Before we get to tonight's game, let's talk about Calgary for a second. Judging by what you've seen in the meetings between the two teams, do you think that they deserve to make the playoffs?
Nope.
Or does deserve have nothing to do with it?
Exactly. My favorite line of any movie, to end any movie, is deserve's got nothing to do with it. Great Clint Eastwood and the Academy Award winning Unforgiven before he takes care of little Bill.
Well, certainly they will be unforgiven if they miss the playoff.
Exactly. They've got two tough tasks. If they're able to beat the Vegas Golden Knights and the Los Angeles Kings, then you're darn right they deserve to be there. That's the best way I can put it.
Well put. What's going to be interesting is what lineups Vegas and LA will field, given the fact they both clinched.
Right.
That could be in the advantage of the Calgary Flames. But the other flip side of it, LA is what? They want home ice.
They want home ice. They're 8-23 in home ice win percentage, and they're less than .500 on the road. They definitely want home ice, finally, against the Edmonton Oilers for the fourth straight time.
Four straight years. It's going to be interesting there. Meanwhile, the San Jose Sharks are on the ice today, and they face off against the Vancouver Canucks team. The game, as far as the standings are concerned, the game as far as any meaning is concerned, is really zero.
Yeah.
The fact is that they got to get through this game. The only thing that's left is for the Sharks to end a 9-game winless streak, which ties the season high for longest number of games without a victory, and to get to 9 wins on the road. I was really hoping they could get to double figures this year. The loss last night took that away. But what about tonight?
Well, I think this is a great test for an athlete, isn't it? You got to find your why. Why am I here? What's my why? Why am I going to be out and giving everything I got? Why am I going to make sure I block that shot? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? Because of the guy next to you. That's why. Because you're a professional. That's why. Because you need a job next year. That's why. Because you're trying to accomplish something in your points. That's why. But that's for each individual to answer. But you have no excuse to come out and just go through the motions.
They won't do that, and in fact, there will probably be some lineup changes. Zach Ostapchuk didn't play the last part of the third period, and of course, Klapka really drilled Jack Thompson, and so you can expect some perhaps roster changes and other news. Stay tuned for that on the Teal Report and more. We'll have the game starting at 6:30 tonight on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's the Morning Skate.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.